staying on the idea of schools in a manner of speaking, to accommodate someone, that's great to do. If, for example, you're in retail or you own a restaurant, run a hotel. But when it comes to education, accommodating kids, well, that's not always the right thing to do. I mean, yeah, if a child has special needs, you need to accommodate them. Problem is that many school districts accommodate kids in ways that really harm them. Many parents as well, if you think about that. School finds that kids are having a tough time keeping up. Well, just raise their grades, pass them along to the next grade. School sees test scores, graduation rates dropping. Just change the curriculum or either downplay or maybe even eliminate testing. Looking at parents, the news on TV, it's so depressing, so dark. Make sure the kids don't watch any of that. Too many want to lower not just the education standards, but also the expectations that they have for their children. Certainly easier, I guess, than actually working to get kids to study harder, try harder, or maybe have teachers be held more accountable if they fail to do their job. Result of all this, and sadly even more, is turning freshman year of college into the equivalent of the 13th grade. I've talked with college professors. They basically find the bulk of their work now having to shore up students and their knowledge, comprehension of just really the basics of math and language, a little bit of science along the way. Just to show you the state of New Jersey schools, not totally, but there are some standout stats for the wrong reason regarding schools and graduation rates. This is courtesy of the school performance report for the 2020-21 school year that New Jersey put out back in April. I'm not going to go through obviously all because there's almost 600 school districts in the state, but some of the ones that did stand out for the wrong reason: graduation rates for Pleasantville, 72%, Camden, 59%, Jersey City, 78%, Newark, 81%, Passaic, 58%, Trenton, right in the city where the state house is and the legislators are, the governor is, Trenton school graduation rate, 62%. Chronic absenteeism also went up too, from 10.6 to 13.1%. But getting back to how it doesn't have to be like that, because it always wasn't like that. Got some audio from a video I got a hold of that proves this, at least I think. Hopefully you'll agree. Remember the TV show Wonderama? It was a kid's show aired for, believe it or not, 3 hours on Sunday mornings. Used to tape it on Wednesdays, at least in the New York City area. The show was on New York, Los Angeles, a few of the markets. Started back in the mid-50s, was on the air until 1977. Best known, maybe because he served longest as host of Wonderama, was Bob McAllister. He did the show for 10 years. Before him, the host was a guy named Sonny Fox, who later became a very loud advocate for quality, respectful, educational children's TV. Sonny passed away just about a year ago, I guess it's been now. He was 95. Throughout its run, Wonderama treated the kids in the audience with intelligence, with respect. They had guests on the show, actors, musicians, athletes, scientists, astronauts, many more than that. But the audio I want to share with you is from 1965. It features then New York Senator Robert F. Kennedy, who one day asked Sonny Fox to host a Christmas event for the Kennedy family. And Sonny said, "Okay, I do that for you. You have to do something for me. Come on the show." And here is Senator Robert Kennedy on Wonderama with Sonny Fox from 1965. Now, you can certainly listen to what Robert Kennedy says, but listen even more closely to the kids here.
About a year ago, almost exactly a year ago, we had the privilege and the pleasure of entertaining the then senator-elect of the state of New York, Senator Robert Kennedy. It's been a rather crowded year for the senator, and in a crowded schedule, he has found time to visit us again and chat with some of the children as he did last year. And it has been a crowded year for you, hasn't it?
It's nice to see you again.
Thank you.
You're such great help. Last year, we had some Christmas parties in New York City for a lot of different children. Sonny Fox was the great star, and he's going to help us again this year.
Well, you're a brave man to undertake the kind of schedule you do. This man goes to more places in quicker time than anybody I know. You have a pretty scattered schedule at home, too. Since you were here last time, you've had another baby, making a total of how many Kennedys now?
We have nine children.
Nine children.
But that's how many brothers and sisters I have. There were nine in our family.
And so you have nine again.
We have nine again.
Talk about the population explosion right there. You've been, let's take a little quick look at where you've been during the year, Senator Kennedy. What, since you've left, been with us here, what's been happening?
Well, I've been in the Senate in Washington. I've been all around across the state of New York. I went out to western part of Canada once, and then I went to...
South America?
I went to South America.
And you went to... you took a canoe trip with your family, too. Where?
Down the Green River. We went from... in Utah. We went from Colorado into Utah on a raft with my children.
How many?
Would you like to have done that?
Yeah.
How many did you have with you?
Let's see. I had, I think, six. We had six of our own, and then we had about eight other children. Maybe 10 other children. We had a lot of children.
Floating nurseries.
That must have been a big raft.
Yeah, well, we had a couple of rubber rafts, and then we went over the rapids. And it's beautiful scenery. So it was very nice. Would you like to do that?
Was it a house raft?
Oh, no. It's just about as big, as long as from you to the...
And open. And I presume you had what? You had sleeping bags with you?
Yeah, sleeping bags. Then we slept on the shore.
See? Now, any questions you want to ask Senator Kennedy about? All right, we'll start with the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court here. That's what she wants to be someday, you know?
Do you agree with my mother that there are too many programs on TV for her to get us one? I'm the only one in the crowd who doesn't have a TV.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think that there are some bad programs. Programs are not worthwhile. I think that you miss Sonny Fox.
No,
so
I always see him when I go to my grandma's.
We usually go on weekends. But I think that there are a lot of good... Some good programs, but I think also that reading's important as well as watching television.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you think all the money that we've been spending on this nation's space program should be spent on this, or should be spent on poverty bills and such?
Well, I think make the space effort. I think it's worthwhile. It's the exploration of the atmosphere, and I think that while there is ever an unknown, man's going to search the unknown. So I think that that's worthwhile. I think we can take these other programs as well.
Are you going to do your best to cooperate with Mayor-elect Lindsay?
Yes, I said that. I'm glad to. I think everybody should. The city of New York faces difficult problems.
Senator Kennedy, how did you feel when you were hit with AIDS in Latin America?
Oh, well, I didn't like it very much. Yes, but it wasn't too bad. I can understand it, and those are some of the problems that we have. And that was just a small minority.
While we're on South America, let's talk about that. The impression I think a lot of the boys and girls here have is that wherever you went, you were met by howling, egg-throwing mobs. That wasn't quite the picture, was it?
No, they're very, very friendly. Just terrifically friendly to people in Latin America. And the vast majority of students, although they have some feeling against the United States, are very friendly and very polite and very hospitable. This was a small minority, 50 or 60 out of tens of thousands of students and hundreds of thousands of people that I met. So, and you can have that here in New York in the campaign. People threw things. You know, so it's not just Latin America.
What about South American children? Did you get a chance to...
Yeah, I saw a lot of them. They have the same hopes that all you do. They get that they do well in school. A lot of them can't go to school. And a lot of villages that I visited, 7 out of 10 children die before the age of 1 because they don't have enough to eat, don't have pure water. And there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands don't have any school to go to at all. And maybe only have 1 or 2 meals a day. And they have disease, so they have a very difficult time. So we're very lucky in the United States.
Well, do you think they are curious? Do you think they know a lot about us? Do you think they know more about us than we know about them, for instance?
No, I would think probably a lot of them do. I don't know where do you... what about all of you? Do you know? Do you know what the population of Brazil is?
We haven't been studying that.
Oh, I know you might be saying, come on, the kids are coached. They were reading the questions off the cards that someone wrote and handed to them. Now, I could tell you, having in the past spent time talking with Sonny Fox, he was above board. He didn't stage things. Those kids asked those questions on their own. Think about that. Even if the kids were coached, do you think anyone that young could ask questions like that with the confidence you just heard? Some of the kids, they were even aware, I hope you caught this, of when Kennedy was in South America and protester threw eggs at him. Is there a significant number of kids who have that level of intellect and awareness about realities of our country and world today? Well, for the sake of our kids' future potential, maybe we need more TV shows like Wonderama to come back. Maybe we also need more elected leaders to follow Bobby Kennedy's lead, sharing experience, information with the kids, make them more aware, become people who engage with what matters. And some of those politicians out there right now are probably saying, why? Wasting my time. Kids don't vote. Well, that's true. Now, one day they will. Don't you want to do what you can to build within them a path to awareness and truth, as well as an inspiration of doing performing service for country? In the meantime, if you need an incentive, lead the parents' vote.